Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Hello, Ben. Welcome back.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm actually doing pretty good.
Great. That's all I got.
That sounded really insincere. I am actually doing really good. I got like a decent amount of sleep and I'm not like struggling through major trauma. So like...
Well, that's always a good thing, Ben.
Yeah. Maybe it's not entertaining. I don't know. It's good for me.
Well, let's find out if it is or not. All right. It's day 448 for you.
Yes, sir.
Almost to halfway.
Almost there.
We're getting there. Okay. Past 2 weeks, friendships, social dynamics, they've been pretty good. Talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, there's been some ups and downs, but for the most part, just being able to hang out with people and the moments where I'm not around or people are doing other things just haven't come with stress. When I've been with people, I've been feeling like I belong, you know, which was something I really struggled with last year, as I talked about. So, like, it's been just really nice. I haven't had as much social interactions the last 2 weeks as maybe I've wanted because of other reasons, but like when I've been present, I felt a part of groups, and that's been really awesome.
Why do you think at this moment in time you're feeling valued and a part of a group compared to other times?
I don't know. Part of me wonders if maybe it's just because the focus has shifted and that's not being my main priority right now.
What focus has shifted?
Of just like... I've been really swamped with work over the last 2 weeks, which we can talk about later.
Okay.
But like just that focus into like, okay, I got to get all this stuff done first. And then, oh, like I can also do some social things. Last semester when I was a little less busy, like social groups, friendships, dynamics, all that was kind of becoming almost the bigger focus. And so maybe that's just the thing now is like it's fallen back to where it should have been. And I've been making some like I've had some newer friendships that I've been growing. It's just comforting, I guess, just knowing that, like, okay, I'm not going to have to be around these people all the time to feel like I'm part of something.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think that's great that you're realizing that. I know I've been in scenarios where I've had to be around people so often so that I do feel valued, mm-hmm. and then that can lead to codependency.
Yep.
And that's never a good thing.
It isn't. And I feel like that was where I was a lot last semester. It was like, I have to be around these people or else I'll feel like if I'm not here at this thing or if I miss this event, well, like, will we still be close, whatever. That kind of like concern and irrational fears, having less of that and just being like, okay, if I'm here, I'm here and I feel like I'm a part. And I don't want to say reconnect because it's not like I lost contact, but like pick up talking a little more with a couple friends and stuff like that. Yeah, it's been good.
Okay, tell me about academics. A lot of that's been going on recently.
Oh boy, yeah. It's been a really crazy 2 weeks in terms of work. A lot of my classes that I'm taking, like I'm only taking 16 credits, so it shouldn't be that bad, but a lot of my classes require a lot of busy work, so like assignments every other day, so like little things. And on top of that, I've had some really big overarching major assignments for different classes that I've had to like work on in the time in between, which I don't do well with. That's one of my big flaws is I would much rather have like 500 to 700 word paper reflection thing twice a week than have one big speech that takes 3 weeks to prepare for. Feeling like it's like this crushing weight that's just hanging over your head by a thread that will come down on you at any second,
mm-hmm.
lasts that entire 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've had some stuff happen last weekend that, first of all, last week I went to the ER, which was kind of whack. Nothing major happened, but like I hurt my hand and I was like, uh-oh, I hope that's not broken. And EMS was like, hey, that might be broken. And I went, oh no. And they did an x-ray and were like, well, it's not broken. And I was like, that's good. But they're like, it's going to hurt and be swollen for the next few days. And it's your right hand that you used to type. And I was like, that's slightly less good. So that kind of knocked me behind a little bit. And I've been kind of working on a day-by-day schedule for homework. I haven't been able to get ahead for a while. So I've just been like, getting stuff done like the day before it's due, so like one day at a time. So that kind of knocked me back, and then I was like, it's fine, I'll catch up on the weekend. And then my cousin came to town, and while she was in town, something really serious happened, and she needed me to be there for that. And I was very glad that I was able to, that God had me here when it happened, but also my entire Saturday was lost, so I didn't get on track again. And so like coming into this week, it's just been like, I feel like I'm drowning under a pile of work. And I've been able to get through most of it. I have some big assignments due Monday and Tuesday, so that's kind of scary. But, like, I've gotten through it. It's just kind of been this constant, like, tick, 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 tick pressure in the back of my head throughout the whole week, so.
What happened with this ER visit?
It's just a stupid thing. I hurt my hand in an accident, and then it swelled up really hard. Like, I hit it on something when I wasn't being careful and, like, we're running around. And then it swelled up really bad. And then I told my friend who worked for campus security, and he's like, yeah, you need to call someone. So we had one of his coworkers come by who was on duty, and then we ran into a friend of ours from Macapa who's on EMS, who wasn't on duty, but he was, like, looking at it and was like, yeah, you need to call someone. So we called them, and they're like, yeah. My entire, like, middle finger knuckle was, like, swollen almost the size of, like, a golf ball.
How do you manage to do that, Ben?
I don't know. It's me. Are we surprised at this point? Like, I have a relatively normal life, but when something happens, it'll be the weirdest thing in existence. Sure, my hand's swollen, like, and I have to go to the hospital. Why not? Typical Tuesday. So it was really concerning there for a second. It was like, I can move it and everything fine. It didn't really hurt. When they were like, because they kept being like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much does it hurt? I'm like, 3. Like, I've had headaches that hurt worse than this. But it was, like, very swollen. So, like, we need to check, make sure everything's fine. So there was a genuine concern. There was like, I really hope I didn't break my knuckle. That would be, like, very unfortunate. But nothing broke. It just swelled up really bad. And so I had to put ice on it. And it looked, and now it's not swollen. But, it, like, yesterday especially, it looked really nasty. Like, bad zombie VFX makeup. So I looked like a
Last of Us. Well, you like that, though.
Hey, yeah. It's
You're not a stranger to that.
Got that Last of Us vibe going.
What have the past week's events been like for you regarding chapel?
So that's been a pretty cool thing. Because Monday was kind of like coming back to classes, and it was just this feeling of like, oh, here it is, back to the grind. And then the chapel was really moving. I didn't want to go to my class, but I had to because it was speech and advanced public speaking, and we had people speaking, so I had to be there for that. But then I heard people were still there. I get out at 12 o'clock, and people are still in chapel, so I miss my 12 a.m. to go back to
12
chapel.
12 a.m.?
12, my noon class. I'm a comm major. I don't do time. So I went to skip my noon class, and I went back to chapel, and I was there for about another hour and a half more and just worshiping and praying just about things that were just troubling me, like, some of the stress about that, some of the things with people, some of the things people had opened up to me that I was praying for, just kind of being able to, like, pour all that out to God, which, I mean, is what we do anyways. But I guess the really good thing about this has been, like, I mean, it's been something special to see happen, but it's not anything that God doesn't do normally. It's just in a more visible way. And so this was just a reminder to me, I guess, that, like, here we have this, like, physical, tangible way of seeing that. But, like, that's happening constantly every day, whether we see it or not. And just this reminder that, like, I see it now, but, like, that has been moving. Like, the way the Lord moves in people's hearts, the way that he convicts, the way that he, like, is there to listen and take the burdens, like, that's constantly happening. Like, we don't need a revival in chapel or students to go out and witness for us to see that. Like, those are all fantastic things, and I'm glad they're happening. But, like, when those aren't happening, God is still moving in the exact same way. And so just that reminder of, like, no matter what's going on, like, God is there. Things are happening. He is working in our lives. Like, he is there to take our burdens. That was a really big reassurance.
Did you go to any of the worship events?
I did. I went to all of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Why do you think I'm drowning in homework?
But it was worth it.
It was worth it. And I made a calculated risk, and I was like, I could just skip this and go and do some stuff and feel a little less stressed. I mean, I still feel stressed. One way or another, but I was like, this is more important, and I need to get this right before I get anything else right. And I wasn't able to go on any of the off-campus trips, which I was kind of sad about, but I was able to definitely pray for those who did.
That's exciting. So past 2 weeks have been, I mean, busy like normal, but very productive and meaningful.
Yeah. I don't know if that just happens the more you get older. As a senior, you can maybe tell me, but, like, I've felt like this last 2 weeks have been 2 months. Like, I think back to even just the going to the ER. That was last Tuesday. That felt like January, like January 3rd. I don't know. It's time perception is so strange in college.
Well, if you think it felt like 2 months, I think that's a good thing because you're slowing down to recognize every moment. For me, the past 2 weeks have really been 2 days in the sense of I have a lot of stuff coming up in the future that I've been planning for. And so I'm always looking toward the future right now, and life's going so fast to where I'm not recognizing the day-by-day things. Yeah. So if you can slow down time, which the past 2 weeks were for you, I think that's better than speeding it up.
That's true. Two Sundays ago, I was with a friend and I watched the sunset, which I don't usually have time for.
Wow.
Or yesterday, I was doing some homework on the BTS steps and I just looked up and it was cloudy and overcast, which I love. I know a lot of people don't. Mm-hmm. I'm weird like that.
I like it too.
I'm quirky and different. But I just looked up and it was so cloudy and the dark clouds, but it was windy and you could just watch the clouds just move across the lake. And it was just so cool to just watch for a couple minutes and just take the time and just breathe and go. It's nothing like taking the time out to look at the sky or see something like that. And you're just reminded of how big things are and how big things are, how bigger God is. And then you and your moment and all the little things that's going on, which feel like really big things in your life. They're not that big. They're not that big. God's got it.
And even then, God still cares about those things for you because they are big to you.
Mm-hmm.
In the grand scheme of things, in the grand scheme of the whole universe and God's timing, sure, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But to us, they are, and God still cares about that.
Mm-hmm. He cares about the big and the little. That's what's pretty cool about the gospel.
Agreed. Okay, Ben, thanks for sharing today, and we'll check back in 2 weeks.
Awesome. See you then.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Nathan Freeman. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.